Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 6th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Past Rebels man sentenced to 5 years of probation for felony DUI, injuring two. Board members for two water districts to be approved by Board of Supervisors. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem for a free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. 51-year-old John Joseph Ciccone of Paso Robles has been sentenced to serve 270 days in the San Luis Obispo County Jail and 5 years of supervised probation for felony DUI, injuring two, and fleeing the scene. The county DA's office says Ciccone collided with a vehicle of a married couple while driving under the influence, fleeing the scene back to his home and calling 911 before hanging up on the operator after making a brief report. CHP later contacted Ciccone about 2 hours later after investigating the crash and still found him to be under the influence. District Attorney Dan Dow said the light sentence and probation was very disappointing, arguing, quote, the defendant who served the public in a law enforcement position owed a special duty to protect and care for victims of his selfish criminal conduct. Mr. Ciccone served for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation for 18 years, the DA's office says. Improvements to Highway 58 outside of Santa Margarita will start today, extending to Highway 229. Improvements include new pedestrian facilities, road widening, and drainage improvements. As a result of this road work, one-way traffic control will be in effect between H Street in Santa Margarita and the Pozo Road Junction, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This traffic control will be both today and tomorrow. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, traffic control will move to the stretch between the Pozo Road Junction and Highway 229, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Travelers are advised to plan ahead for potential delays and follow the instructions of flaggers and construction workers. Board of Supervisors to approve two water district members. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Hearing better helps keep you connected to loved ones and enjoy a better life. You deserve the best quality hearing health care. Call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast to schedule a complete hearing evaluation with Peter Lussier, the Hearing Aid Specialist. He has all the latest brands of hearing aids customized for your lifestyle and budget. Your hearing is too important. Don't go to Walmart or a box store. Peter has helped over 5,000 patients just like you. Call Hearing Aid Specialist today at 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Board members for the Shandon San Juan Water District and the Estrella El Pomar Water District may be approved by the County Board of Supervisors. Requests were sent in August and September of this year by these water districts to make these appointments in lieu of holding an election. This is due to only one person filing a declaration of candidacy for each of the three elective offices to be filled for each board. The approval of candidates will be determined by the Board of Supervisors in its next meeting, Tuesday, October 7th. For the Shandon San Juan Water District, staff recommends the Board of Supervisors to approve Marshall Miller, Ray Shady, and Steve Sinton to the board. For the Estrella El Pomar Water District, the recommended appointments are Hillary Graves, Lee David Nesbitt, and Eric Pooler. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. The Passerable School District announced Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has scheduled another Coffee with the Superintendent event in response to community interest. This event will be held Tuesday, October 7th from 5 to 6 p.m. in the District Boardroom at 800 Niblick Road, Paso Robles. These gatherings seek to provide meaningful engagement, dialogue, collaboration, and strong partnerships within the community. A wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon in rural San Luis Obispo County near California Valley off Highway 58 and 7 Mile Road. The fire burned about 107 acres before being extinguished, with air tankers swiftly responding. CAL FIRE says the fire had the potential to grow to about 200 acres, with three structures threatened. The fire was contained just about 2 hours after the initial report by CAL FIRE. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the division series, in Game 1 on Saturday, the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3, the Blue Jays over the Yankees 10-1, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-3, the Tigers over the Mariners 3-2. Then in Game 2, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 2-0, the Mariners over the Tigers 3-2. Tonight will be Game 2 of the Dodgers and Phillies and the Cubs and the Brewers. In high school football, on Friday, Santa Ynez beat Atascadero 28-13. Arroyo Grande defeated Paso Robles 56-14. The Eagles shut out Santa Maria 56-0. Cabrillo beat Morro Bay 28-21. San Luis Obispo over Pioneer Valley 23-21. This week, Paso Robles will travel to St. Joseph. Atascadero will host Pioneer Valley. The Eagles will host Morro Bay. Mission Prep will travel to Crothers. And San Luis Obispo will host Rigetti. In the NFL, on Sunday, the Colts defeated the Raiders 40-6, the Lions over the Bengals 37-24, the Patriots beat the Bills 23-20, the Commanders over the Chargers 27-10. In Monday Night Football tonight, the Chiefs will face the Jaguars. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
California headline news. Chevron says they're making changes to a massive oil refinery in El Segundo that caught fire Thursday to bolster state supplies. The refinery supplies 40% of all the jet fuel and one-fifth of all the gasoline used in Southern California. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration from sending more California National Guard troops to Oregon.
The Trump administration's argument was once members of the National Guard are federalized, that they're under federal control and the federal government has the power to move them from one state to another.
Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson says that same judge stopped President Trump from federalizing the Oregon National Guard, saying there's no evidence that any troops are needed in Portland. And a Hollywood shopping center landlord is using classical music to deter homeless people, but he's also annoying neighbors who pay good money to live nearby.
They're modulating the volume. You know, they'll start off low, and then, you know, in the middle of the night, it'll go up for a little while.
John Gilliland, California News.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Jose Tejada organizes the annual Carnival de la Cultura Latina in New York City. He says this month is about representation and unity.
We wanted to have an event where we celebrate all, you know, not just one country, but we celebrate all the Hispanic Latin American country.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We provide weekly pool and spa maintenance to keep your water crystal clear. We are pool and spa professionals, so we are able to do any repairs you might need. Stop by the shop anytime for a free water analysis or just ask a question from your local pool and spa experts. Paso Pool and Spa Supply is in the Albertsons Shopping Center by the UPS store in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California farmers and ranchers have suffered some of the worst impacts on the increasing prevalence of wildfires in California, losing crops to fire and smoke, and having their operations affected by planned power outages. Dave Caney, vice president of the North Coast region at Pacific Gas and Electric Company, spoke with AgAlert last month about PG&E's efforts to mitigate wildfire risks, improve electric reliability, and reduce costs. Caney said the utility provider has made some recent improvements in its ability to be more targeted with planned shutoffs, which occur when weather conditions cause power lines to become a fire hazard, and has worked to bury more of its power lines underground so that its grid can remain energized during any type of weather. That's the most effective way to permanently reduce wildfire risk, he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, south-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 51, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, cloudy skies on Thursday, partly cloudy Friday, sunny skies this weekend, then mostly sunny on Monday next week. Low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday and Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, 71 a week from today. Currently it is 47 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. Now put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
NVIDIA shares are down more than 1%. This morning, its competitor, chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices, announced a multi-billion dollar deal with OpenAI. Barron says it could challenge NVIDIA's dominance in chipmaking for artificial intelligence. Comerica, a more than century-old financial institution started in Detroit, now headquartered in Dallas, is being sold to Fifth Third Bank of Cincinnati. The Wall Street Journal says Comerica was facing pressure from activist investors to sell itself so the combined bank could better compete with JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America. Target's Circle Day's sale launched this morning. Amazon Prime's big deal sale is tomorrow and Wednesday. Walmart's deals event starts tomorrow. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can also text that in. 238-KPRL. Thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. Here on The Right Choice.
Lonesome, I jump on the telephone. When I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. I call
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, Chris, I'm going to start off. I have a question for you.
What's your question?
If you were rooting for six teams over the weekend, what do you think the winning percentage would be?
Six teams.
You said, okay, I've got these. I hope they win because I'm a big, big fan of all of them.
And by winning percentage, you mean the chance that at least one of them will win?
Yeah, what do you think the chances that, you know, would it be, you know, 75%? Because if you got six, your odds are pretty high, right?
I would say so, yeah. At least 50.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're a gambling man, you might go to Vegas and say, you know what? One of these six teams are going to win.
Right.
So I'll probably either break even or maybe come out even ahead a little bit.
I'd hope. I would hope so, yeah.
Okay. So that's, you know, you think, okay. So in other words, if one of my teams that I'm rooting for loses, I could say, well, you know, I've got
five more chances.
I've got five more chances to have a happy weekend. I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm guessing that didn't happen for somebody.
So, what are the chances that you go 0-6?
Not impossible.
Well, no, I have proved that. So, this was a loser weekend for me. Let me see. I had the Yankees, East Tennessee State University, the University of Louisville, the University of Kentucky, the New York Football Giants, and the Las Vegas Raiders. Every single one of them lost. What a mess. What a mess, but you still root for them. You still root for them, even though with a couple of them, you know, they stink. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a comment on the football situation and another topic to bring up, but last Sunday, it pains me to say it, but we're diehard Dallas fans, and that game was just un-American. I don't think any football team should end in a tie. That just... oh, that gets me every time. But it was a really hard-fought game, and you know, we just didn't have the defense to back it up. Our offense was on point, but our defense sucked. But yesterday's win kind of helped cushion the blow a bit.
Well, first, let me add: you realize that there used to be ties till X amount of years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think they should fight it out. I mean, and they did. It was really hard fought. They kept, you know, pulling ahead and then tying it back up, and it just it kills you when that's one of your, when it's not your team. It doesn't matter if there's a tie or not, but when it's your team, it's like, come on, that should have been ours.
Okay, so how long and why have you been a Dallas Cowboy fan?
Well, I married into it. My husband's been a fan since birth, but I just followed him on it.
Okay, so was he born in Texas?
No, born in Ohio, just a random Dallas fan. We actually got a cool opportunity a couple years ago. Well, shoot, it was before COVID. We got to go down to a Rams game down in the old Coliseum, and there was a security guard that was looking at my friends that were with us who couldn't walk that well, and she goes, "You ain't going to make it to those seats." And I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Your seats are up at the top of this thing." And she goes, "You can't see, and your friends have knee braces on." She's like, "You're not going to make it." So she got us on the Cowboys side of the stadium, about half of the stadium closer to the field in the handicap section, and it was amazing.
Okay, well, that,
but, I was calling in to remind everybody to go to slowvote.com and register to be a poll worker. I know we only have one thing on this docket this election, and so it might seem kind of silly, but again, the more we can get out and vote in person and get our community to come out and work the polls, hopefully the less poll closures we'll have this time.
Did you go to the one on Saturday at Uncle Ed's?
I did not get a chance to go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was for the, I think that was part of New California.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure, but no, I didn't get a chance to go to that. I always go to all the trainings they give us before the county elections or the state elections or whatever. I always go to those, and I stay involved. A few of my friends are involved in the New California, so I always stay up to stuff on what we should know and look out for and all that good stuff.
What do you think the turnout's going to be for this?
You know, it's hard to say. I can tell you from a poll worker's point of view, it's always nicer when people show up to vote because it makes our day go by faster, especially when you work from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. like we do. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think it's, you know, even though it's small and there's not much to vote on, it's always important. And yeah, I mean, take action where you can.
I haven't seen any commercials on television for no on 50. All I've seen is yes.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we know who kind of steers our media, unfortunately. I can tell you, working the last presidential election, we had, even though folks were still so set on dropping off their vote by mail ballots, the foot traffic helped the day go by really fast, and it was such a vibe. People were just ready to make a change and just fed up, and it was amazing. It was probably one of the best turnouts. I was working up at Highlands Church, and it was one of the best turnouts, just, you know, a steady stream of people. I mean, even right up until we closed, we just had a steady stream of people coming in, and it was a great day to be an American, I can tell you that for sure.
Well, I don't think many people are aware of the Prop 50 or even what it really entails.
Right. And the more we talk about it, the better educated people will be. I mean, I think they just, we got to wake up and make our move wherever we can. And if we're given the chance, I mean, why not just get out there and vote? Even if it's just one, you know, what it may seem like one silly little thing, it's important in the grand scheme of things.
All of them are. You know, again,
yeah,
in the grand scheme, because we're voting on something that affects our life.
Yep.
You know, big or small, and this could be pretty darn huge as far as your representation.
Exactly. And that's important, too. I mean, we have a voice, and we want it to be heard right. And, but slowvote.com... definitely, we need people to sign up to work. Like we had talked about a couple weeks ago, I don't know why the Shandon and Creston polls were closed in the presidential election, but that really threw a lot of our conservatives off. They had to, you know, come all the way into Paso. We had a few confused voters that were like, "Where's my polling place? They were closed. I was sent into town." And it's a long way to come from all the way out there, but let me tell you, no matter, even if your polling place somehow ends up getting closed, no matter how far you have to drive, it is worth the drive to vote in person, for sure.
The ballots are supposed to come out this week, aren't they?
I believe so. Yeah. I'm not too sure. I don't work on that end of it. I work on the day of part. But time wise, I would assume so.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because we're only 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out, something like that. I would assume we should be getting the and bring them in. When you bring in your vote by mail to your precinct, you have to bring it to your actual precinct, which is on the top of your ballot. You can surrender it there and vote in person. So I would bring it with you. And the sad thing is the clerk might try to sway, and say, oh, it's the same ballot, it's the same contest, it's counted totally different. Just stand firm. You want to surrender it and vote in person, and they need to honor that for you.
Yeah, I think there were a couple of issues regarding that some of the poll workers told some people they couldn't do that.
Yeah, well, and they're going to try to do that because it's easier on them. They don't have to, mark it down in the book. They don't have to have you sign the roster. You just drop it in that dreaded big box.
Well,
and
if they're giving people advice simply for their convenience, I'm assuming that they have rules to follow, and could they be reprimanded somehow if they do that?
Oh, they could, for sure. I would think they could. But that's not me to do that. That's above me. I'm just there to help and share my knowledge that I get from it, which worked in the last 8-9 elections. I've learned a lot over the last, I'd say, 5 years. It's pretty interesting, and it's neat to get your boots on the ground and do something to help your community and your country. You'll never regret it. So slowvote.org, I don't know if it's .org.com, I think it's slowvote.com, and register to be a poll worker. And follow up, too. If you've signed up already, give the county a call, because I know last week they were calling assigning people, so definitely give them a call and say, hey, I signed up, where would you like me? And they'll get you plugged in somewhere.
Okay, well, thanks for the heads up.
You bet. Take good care.
You too. Bye. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Not to kick you while you're down, but I did calculate the percentage of all six teams losing based on what I remember from math class.
Let me have it. I've had it all weekend, so just pour it on.
1.5%. So this is assuming, each, winner loss is a 50-50 chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is anytime you want to calculate the percentage of something happening over and over again, you just multiply it. So you multiply 50% by 50% by 50%, et cetera, et cetera. They'll use fractions. So you do that 6 times and you get 1.5%.
So that's a real loser.
So it would seem.
Okay. Well, that's just... boy. That's why... Over the years, I've found it just a lot easier to not watch the teams that I like play.
Is there some kind of superstition that maybe once you start watching them, they'll lose?
No. There may be a little bit of that. A little bit of that. But I get so frustrated watching. Now, if you know your team is not that good, you think that you'd be able to be mature enough to understand that, they're not that good, but I'm still going to root for them and hope for the best. But when I watch it and realize that, particularly with the Raiders and the Giants, that I should know better than to get upset. And also to realize, like with the Yankees and the the Blue Jays are a better team. I should understand that and somehow accept that, well, okay. But it's just, again, if I watch, Patriots or Bills or so, I'm okay. It doesn't bother me that much. Because I don't have any skin in the game. So it's easy. I don't have to get all wound up and stuff. And I've gotten worse as I've gotten older. My parents didn't tell me about this part. When you get older, it gets worse when you're rooting for your teams. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Well, I'm sorry. I've been watching the Yankees. Actually, I'm on the East Coast right now calling you from 3 hours ahead. 3 hours ahead. But my brother-in-law is very suicidal right now. He's from New York, and he is very depressed watching your Yankees.
But did he have high hopes going in? Because I didn't.
He had high hopes. Uh-huh. I don't think he ever doubts them. He's pretty strong follower. So,
well, anyway. I'm a strong follower, and I've loved him since I was 10 years old. But again, I try to be realistic and say,
yeah.
Matter of fact, I texted somebody Saturday morning because he said, well, the Yankees played a little bit better defensively. And I said, well, it'll catch up with them. Plus, I texted that Guerrero is a Yankee killer. Matter of fact, I said it Friday here on the show that Guerrero kills the Yankees. He hit a grand slam yesterday. He hit a home run on Saturday.
Yeah, he did admit though that the hitting, the Toronto has a better lineup on the hitting, but I don't know. He just I met him in North Carolina, and he left early because I was giving him such a bad time. No, he didn't leave early because of that, but he wanted to get back home. So anyway,
well, it could be over tomorrow or today. No, when is it? Tomorrow.
What is it? No. What did he say? It was. Is it a 0.15% or
1.5%.
Well, it doesn't really matter. What it could be a fraction of a percent, or I don't think they have a open hell.
No.
I know, Kevin. Just. On the way home today, you could take out my mailbox.
No, matter of fact, I take it out by what I watch. I go out and I have a little batting area on the Rattlesnake Ranch, and I go out and I hit. And I hit baseballs. So it takes a little bit of the frustration out because I get to hit something and say, why can't you guys do this?
Well, I'm following the Giants this year because they have that running back, Scataboo. I've seen him play for Sac State and against Cal Poly, and, you know, he just ran over people, a couple of years ago. And so I always follow him. My son went to Sac State, and we follow him. And yesterday he had a big boo-boo. He fumbled, but usually, man, he has some good hits, though.
Yeah, I saw him play in that in the bowl game when he was with Arizona State.
And, Texas, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, my gosh, this guy's a bull, and he's fast too.
Yeah, he was first one in 28 years to ever win the player of the game, and they lost the game.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah, he was. He carried that team in that game. It was amazing to watch him. It's too bad he's with the Giants.
My brother-in-law follows him, and you know he's really a Giant. He's more of a Giants fan than I am. He says that he's been to the Giants stadium. He says it's turned their ball, their crowd, everything, the momentum, the everything around on that ball team.
Well, yeah, but crowds only have patience for so long.
Well, I think they lost a little patience yesterday when he fumbled in here. Saints ran it back for a touchdown.
Yeah, remember, they only have one victory this year. So, yeah, that doesn't last too long.
No, it doesn't. But
well,
he is a good player, though.
Yeah, he is.
It's surprisingly how good he is in the pros.
Well, you can just tell by the way, when he was at Arizona State, the guy has a lot of determination in him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every play he runs hard.
Yeah. No, he never gives up.
Nope.
I think he had a concussion in that game, that bowl game, because he was throwing, you know, they said, oh, yeah, he's throwing up. He must have the flu. But the way he hits, I think he had a concussion.
Well.
That's just my own opinion.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember just watching this guy just carry the whole team on his shoulder, which was, you know, again, even if it's on the other team, you still have to admire the effort of people that do that. I remember when Emmitt Smith had the broken shoulder years ago, and he continued to play, and it was against the Giants, and you go, man, look at this guy. He's got a busted shoulder, and he played well. Yeah. I mean, you have to tip your hat. Isaiah Thomas with the ankle against the Lakers, hobbling up and down the court, hitting shots. You go, man, this is just something special you're witnessing. So, yeah, you know, you have to tip your cat to them or your hat to them.
All
right.
All right. Well, I will be back in a week.
All right. Well, enjoy your stay and make sure nobody gets anything out of your pockets.
Well, I'm heading to Florida right now, so.
Oh, okay. Well, watch out for the old people.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Kevin.
All right. Yeah, the old people driving 5 miles an hour in their Cadillacs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to, let's see here. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Board members for the Shandon San Juan Water District and the Estrella El Pomar Water District may be approved by the County Board of Supervisors. This is due to only one person filing a declaration of candidacy for each of the three elective offices to be held for the water districts. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. 51-year-old John Joseph Ciccone of Paso Robles has been sentenced to serve 270 days in the county jail and 5 years of supervised probation for felony DUI, injuring two, and fleeing the scene. Ciccone previously served for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation for 18 years. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. Israel and Hamas set to meet today for indirect talks to try to end the war in Gaza.
One key snag could be disarming Hamas. The organization has not said it will agree to give up its rockets or its rifles. Israeli officials say that's going to happen either through diplomacy or through the use of military force.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tel Aviv. Federal employees are either furloughed or working without pay as the government shutdown continues into a second week. House Speaker Mike Johnson says extensions can be debated after the government is reopened.
We need a little more time on the clock to finish the appropriations process. We have plenty of time to debate that very complicated issue. It's not a simple one.
Johnson on ABC's This Week. House Democrats meet virtually today to discuss how to resolve the stalemate. And a federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from deploying any National Guard troops to Oregon. America is listening to Fox News.
This October, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience Sardinia without leaving Paso Robles. The regional tour of Italy features daily a la carte dishes like Italian yogurt with figs and honey for breakfast, penne fritto with prosciutto and pecorini for lunch, and roasted lamb saddle with Sardinian panada for dinner. Now available on Thursdays and Fridays, indulge in a four-course prefix menu. Pair your meal with authentic Sardinian wines, only at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. NCI affiliates serving people with disabilities for over 47 years in San Luis Obispo County. NCI thrift shops, one in Atascadero on El Camino Real off of Del Rio Road in the Mission Oaks Shopping Center, and in Paso Robles in the Woodland Shopping Plaza near CVS. Both locations carry a wide variety of small appliances, tableware, furniture, clothing, and so much more. NCI affiliates, thrift shops to meet your shopping budget.
In this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 5 and the last two unbeaten teams of this season fell, so the 17-0 Dolphins of 1972, still the only team to go through a year unscathed. Sunday night, the Bills lost at home to the Patriots 23-20. Andy Borogalis booted three field goals, the last with 15 seconds left, and New England's defense forced three turnovers, two of them by Josh Allen. Earlier in the day, the Super Bowl champion Eagles took their first loss, also upset at home by the Broncos 21-17. Denver was down by 14 in the fourth quarter, but Bo Nix led three long scoring drives.
Let's go down the field one play at a time. Let's put a drive together. We stopped talking about points. We said, look, we got to go get a touchdown, and we kind of spoke it into existence.
The Colts stampeded over the Raiders, the Texans trounced the Ravens, and the Cowboys galloped past the Jets. New York is the last winless team in the league. The Saints and the Titans finally broke into the win column. Victories for the Vikings, Panthers, Buccaneers, Lions, and Commanders. Baseball, the American League Division Series. Blue Jays bashed the Yankees 13-7 to go up 2-0 in their best-of-five series. Rookie Treya Savage held the Yanks hitless for 5 1/3 innings with 11 strikeouts.
Racking up the whiffs, racking up the Ks. Offense behind me, putting up runs. Confidence was through the roof.
He left the game with a 12-0 lead. The Jays hit 5 home runs, 2 of them by Dalton Varsho. And they can clinch it tomorrow night in the Bronx. The Mariners tipped the Tigers last night 3-2. That ALDS is tied 1-1. Back-to-back doubles in the bottom of the eighth by Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez put the M's on top. They move to Detroit for Game 3 tomorrow. Game 2 in the National League Division Series is tonight. That's Monday Sports.
All righty, another triple header coming up this Sunday. It is the Cowboys and the Panthers at 9:30, followed by the one-win Raiders against the one-win Titans, followed by the Lions and the Chiefs. All here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. All right, some clouds, the usual, giving way to generally sunny this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. And tomorrow, we should be in the low to mid-80s range. Now, Wednesday, sunny, but low 70s, mid-70s with some clouds and sunshine on Thursday, upper 70s Friday for your Pioneer Day. Very, very nice. Upper 70s, mid-70s next Sunday, and low 70s, mostly sunny, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 7:03 a.m., 6:40 p.m. And we are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Alrighty, let's see here. The clock says we're 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and that means
who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your new San Luis Obispo countywide approved concealed carry training team. TascaderoGunShop.com. Alrighty, as we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Nothing to report as I look to the left here on the famous board, but if you lose one or find one, Wing or Web, 2 foot or more, give us a call at the station, 238-1230, not the 75. More reception at KPRL.com. Chris.
Had a weekend rest. What do we have today?
What was the first animal to be cloned?
I think it was a sheep or a goat.
It was a sheep.
All right, I remember that from science class.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, it was a sheep was the first animal to be cloned. All right, so that's you're one for one.
All right. So far, so good.
I was 0 for 6. You're 1 for 1.
We'll see how it goes for the rest of the week with my odds.
Well, it's not... I don't know. All right, if you we already did that part. Let's see here. Uncle Ed's, yes. It's TascaderoGunshop.com. All right. 5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. Time for trivia. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Bass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner at the airport. They're open every day, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. While this particular sport increased in popularity, it also became increasingly violent. At one time, through a period of a few years, 330 college athletes died as a direct result of this particular sport. It increased in popularity, and though it was increasing in popularity, it was violent. And between a time period, 330 college athletes died as a result of playing this sport. What is the sport? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think the sport is? Let's see here. Let me see. Climbs. So, what sport do you think it is? And it remains popular. At one time, the situation came to such a head that supposedly, the President of the United States threatened to shut the game down, although it's disputed by sports historians whether that really took place, because the President at the time, his sons were doing this at a college. So there is disputes on whether the President actually threatened to shut the game down. So what sport do you think it is? The popularity grew, even though through a short period of time, 330 college athletes died as a direct result of injuries sustained in this sport. What sport do you think it is? It would never probably continue in today's world. Probably not. So, all right, which one do you think it is? What sport? I'll give you a hint. It was not tennis.
A little hard to get injured from that, isn't it?
Well, to the extent of fatality.
Right, yeah. I mean, you got to be hitting a ball real hard to do that.
I mean, you've got, you know, hamstrings and ankles, knees and shoulders and those types of things, but not the brutality of the game or the sport. So, it increased. As a matter of fact, it was even when another sport came in to maybe not prominence, this was still probably until the maybe early 60s, maybe 70s, that this was still one of the most popular sports in the United States. Nobody, huh? Not even one guess on this. Think about that, though. 330 athletes died as a direct result of injuries sustained in this competition. Well, looks like we're going to have to give you the answer.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Improvements to Highway 58 outside of Santa Margarita will start today, extending to Highway 229. Work includes new pedestrian facilities, road widening, and drainage improvements. Traffic control will be in effect today and tomorrow between H Street and Santa Margarita and the Poza Road Junction, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. A wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon in the rural San Luis Obispo County near California Valley off Highway 58 and 7 Mile Road. The fire burned about 107 acres before being extinguished, with air tankers swiftly responding. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The sport I am referring to is college football. College football. Now, Roosevelt, again, reportedly threatened, but historians disclaim that because his sons were playing at a secondary level. But they did get together to try to, an attempt to reduce the injuries. And eventually what came out of this was your NCAA. All right, this hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll be there for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.